from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Top story in the world, UK Daily Mail, number one. Across the top of the banner, you go to American media sites, you won't find this. Mainstream media, you'll know this is going on. We don't live in reality. So to find out what is going on in America, Lee, I always start my day with my coffee and my UK Daily Mail. Oh, wow, that's going on. Wow. Okay. UK Daily Mail for the second time in its banner story, doing the one thing the American media won't do. Accusing the FBI of lying in its official timeline. Again, yeah, this is their second time. They're the only ones who spell it out. They lied, bigly. In their assassination timeline of Donald Trump, and I mean bigly. It's shocking, Lee.
As it should be.
Yeah, it's shocking. To find, the stuff we are learning from whistleblowers. Why do we need whistleblowers to tell us what happened to Butler?
Because we have a weaponized federal bureaucracy.
I mean, whistleblower, that's the implication there is it's all very secret. Why do you need to be a whistleblower? These guys who were present at that rally, they should already have book deals, okay? They should already have done all their interviews online. We should know their names and their faces. We don't know. We don't even know who to call the shots that day. We don't have a name. It's September. Now we see why. The lie just gets bigger and bigger and bigger. Here's how the UK Daily Mail put it, Lee. In their number one world headline article, bombshell, congressional report on Trump assassination attempt reveals who really took the first shot at Thomas Crooks. A preliminary report, not from the FBI, who's doing the investigation. No, not from the Secret Service, who is also doing an investigation. A preliminary report from Representative Clay Higgins offered a differing narrative to the official one pushed by the FBI. While it was initially claimed that Crooks was shot in the head within seconds by a Secret Service sniper, Higgins' report claimed it was actually a local SWAT operator who stopped the gunman's hail of bullets. So this is now an official congressional report. The congressman said the local cops shot, hit Crook's rifle, fragged his face, neck, and right shoulder area from the gun stock breaking up. That's new. We only know because whistleblowers risk their careers to tell us. Which meant Crooks was unable to keep firing. Then the Secret Service sniper killed him. Unless they're lying about that. Who knows? The UK Daily Mail continues. This is how this should be reported in this country. This occurred weeks after Representative Cliff Higgins also revealed Crooks' body was mysteriously cremated with approval from the FBI after just 10 days. Well, I mean, when you lie about the timeline at this level and the body carries the marks of your lie, the body's got to go. I expect this, Lee, from Brazil. I expect this from Argentina. I expect this from Cuba and North Korea, not my government. Jesse Waters chipping away at this. Another shocking report. Last night, I'm the only one in media who's going to explain to you what this stuff means because I actually know what this means. I've followed this so closely. I'm going to lay it out. And then you stay tuned to the show, and I'm going to tell you what this means. I'm going to put it all together with the Trump assassination. And you know how we bottom line it for you? Our government has moved from trying to put Trump in prison to aiding and abetting his assassination. That's where we are as a country. I mean, I just bottom line it for you. That's what this evidence shows us. But I'm going to build up to that throughout the course of the show. We'll pat it around other things. Okay, here we go. Last night, I don't know if you saw this, Lee. Senator Josh Hawley, the other person the whistleblowers are going to talk about the Secret Service and FBI's lies in the Trump assassination, said this about the agents who were actually deployed that day. We had had some rumors of this. They were inexperienced desk guys. They were not Secret Service. They were Department of Homeland Security. These are guys who never worked a Secret Service event before, never provided protection before. Now, remember, the Trump regular Secret Service, the ones who requested extra security for this specific event and were told by their leadership they could not have it. And then they were told by their leadership, hey, you've been working 7 days. Why don't you stay home? This is who they brought in for Butler.
So what now are we hearing from whistleblowers, Senator?
Well, what I've heard tonight, Jesse, is that most of the agents who were there at that rally in Butler were not Secret Service agents. They were, in fact, Homeland Security agents. And get this, most of those Homeland Security agents, the only training that they received was an online webinar, a 2-hour online webinar. And I'm told that about half the time, the sound to the webinar didn't even work. So think about this. The president of the United States, former president of the United States, Donald Trump, is sent out on stage. Most of the people there aren't trained. They're not qualified. They only got a webinar training, and even that didn't work. It is absolutely outrageous.
What do you think, Lee?
This is, like I said, this is the problem we have. We've got a completely weaponized federal bureaucracy that favors one ideology.
Yeah.
And we do, you know, the very folks who sit here and talk about democracy and threats to democracy are the very threats to the republic. I mean, that's where we are. And it's where we have been.
Josh Hawley, Senator Josh Hawley, continued.
That's exactly right. I'm told that actually agents, Homeland Security agents, were pulled off of child exploitation cases, child endangerment cases, the stuff they normally do. They don't normally do protective detail work at all. They were pulled off those cases, said, here, you're going to go guard the former president of the United States. Watch this webinar. Oops, it doesn't really work. Oh, that's all right. Go out into the field anyway. Jesse, this is a nightmare. And we still have no answers. The only reason we know this stuff is because of whistleblowers. It's outrageous.
I have a feeling that they're just trying to hold back the wall on all these lies, on all of what really happened at Butler till the election's over. Nobody can touch them. They're hoping Kamala wins. This is getting really bad.
No.
This is really, really bad. Let's think about for a minute, though. Why would you do this? You tell the very Trump crew who was telling you, because they know about the Iranian assassin, right? The second one. They know about him. You know, the one the FBI let into the country using the special visa category so he could come here? The one on the terror watch list, that guy? The one they used a rare visa category? Hey, yeah, come on in. Here, have your special visa. The Iranian assassin who was from Pakistan but was working for Iran. The Iranian assassin who they greeted at the airport, that guy? Then let go. Turn him loose, let him go wherever he want in the country. And then when he illegally overstayed his visa, they didn't pick him up. The Iranian assassin who they lied to us. The FBI lied to us in April. Put out a big wanted poster. Looked like the Wild West. Oh, we're looking for this guy. He might be wanting to, you know, kill Trump and his inner circle. Yeah, we're looking for him. We're trying hard. We're looking for him. No, you let him go. You had him at the airport. You brought him here deliberately and you let him go. John Solomon's reporting. He's got all the leaked internal documents at Just the News. Again, John Solomon, I believe him, Lee, because he was the only one to get the Russia collusion hoax right from the beginning when he worked for The Hill.
Kind of does have a good track record,
doesn't he? He has a great track record. Has the FBI ever refuted his reporting? No, because it's true. They brought the Iranian assassin here. Then they pretended they were looking for him, put out a wanted poster. Hey, he might be coming here via Guatemala. Be on the lookout. They kind of forgot to mention the part about the visa they approved, how they met him at the airport, and then turned him loose. Despite him being on terror watch list. They forgot all that part. So now we're hearing they insecured and unsecured the rally. I'm about to tie all this together. The agents that knew they needed more security were told to take a break. Go home. Spend some time with your family. They brought in agents who would not notice what was wrong. Agents who don't work these events. Agents who weren't even Secret Service. What kind of things would they notice if they'd been seasoned agents? They would have been extremely alarmed from the first moment. They would have noticed the CDR team wasn't there. The team that always comes in and assesses the area before the rally, secures it. The team that would have been responsible for securing the AGR glass building. The team, according to a whistleblower who also talked to Holly, who would have had crooks in handcuffs. That's a quote. The first time he showed up with the rangefinder, hours before the assassination attempt. That team never showed up. Normally they do. Real weird. But the agents working this didn't notice because they weren't Secret Service. They wouldn't know it was all wrong, Lee. They wouldn't know it all looked wrong. They wouldn't know it had been insecured and unsecured. That's why they needed inexperienced agents who sit and work a desk job, trying to stop kiddie porn. I mean, good for them, but that's why they were brought in. Let's look at this like a murder investigation. Motive, right? We go right to motive. What is the motive? Who do those agents, the ones who got the last minute training that half of it didn't work and they said, go out in the field anyway, pretend you're Secret Service. Who do those agents answer to? Who are they? Department of Homeland Security. Why is that significant? Who has built the insecured, unsecured, wide open American border of his dreams? Alejandro Mayorkas, head of Department of Homeland Security. That's who. He knows Trump will demolish his open border. That's your motive. He sent these agents in. They answer to him. They're not Secret Service. When they knew the assassin that the FBI had led into this country was just wandering around. He took off, by the way, tried to leave the country right before the rally. The day before the rally. Out of all 365, that's when the assassin tries to go. The FBI picks him up and then doesn't tell us for a month. And then quietly announces it a month later. Oh yeah, we arrested him. When? This week? No, day before the rally. Really? The one you guys insecured and unsecured? And by the way, we still haven't gotten all of this part. Remember, Judicial Watch has a FOIA through which they learned the FBI helped to plan this rally. Really? Is that a normal occurrence? All this happened when the FBI is planning the rally? Why was the FBI helping to plan the rally? This is weird stuff, y'all. It's going to be the stuff of legend. Books will be written about this. You want to talk about the grassy knoll, JFK? Oh, this blows that away. No pun intended.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs. And of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket. Follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.